your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
"It's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah! Crushed it."
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I'm very excited in just a little bit. We are going to welcome Big Ten analyst Jake Butt to the show to talk all things Michigan and the national championship game on Monday night. I'm sure nobody is surprised that I can't wait and I'm going and it's going to be amazing. I went to the Rose Bowl, you guys. It was the most perfect, amazing day and the most fun. Go Blue. But before we jump into all of that, and there's going to be a lot of that, just wanted to go over a few 49ers things. As you guys know, 49ers have secured the one seed. They will have a bye in the first round of the playoffs, home field advantage, which is very exciting. But first, they have a week 18 matchup with the Los Angeles Rams. And we talked to Kyle Shanahan on Wednesday. Lots of moving parts. For sure, Brock Purdy will not play on Sunday, but the 49ers are dealing with a number of injuries, which means it gets tricky in terms of who won't play, who will play, rest versus rust, all of the things. Kyle Shanahan went into great detail with that during his Wednesday press conference. And ultimately, he's got a lot of things to figure out in terms of who's playing, who's not, how much they're playing, and all of that. Christian McCaffrey, we know, won't play. Ambry Thomas had surgery on his hand. He will not be playing. But they have things to figure out in 49er land, but they will do so. And I actually asked Kyle Shanahan if this is one of the harder things he's had to deal with as a coach, or one of the kind of the low-key hard things you have to deal with. And of course, these are problems any team would love to have, knowing that they have the one seed, and this Week 18 game for them really isn't something they have to worry about. And he said it's not one of the harder things. It's just different. And it's just figuring out all of the moving parts and all of that. So we'll see what they do on Sunday. But this Week 18 for San Francisco really doesn't mean anything, because they have the one seed, they have home field advantage, and they will be playing this one against the Rams. The Rams are starting quarterback Carson Wentz over Matthew Stafford. They'll be resting a number of guys. They have secured their spot in the playoffs. 49ers could very well play the Rams again in 2 weeks in the divisional round, which does make this somewhat interesting, because you don't want to show too much and all of that. But as Kyle Shanahan said, these two teams know each other so well. These two coaches know each other so well. So we will see how this literally all plays out. So wanted to give you those updates and just recap that for you guys. And now, next up, we have Jake Butt joining us for all things Michigan football. Go Blue! With the NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, guys, I could not be more excited to welcome Big Ten Network analyst and former Michigan Wolverine great Jake Butt to the show to talk all things Natty. Jake, welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show.
Well, thanks for having me on. And of course, it's exciting to be on here with you as you just kind of gave me the rundown. What a great time for us Michigan alums.
It is a very great and exciting time. I am like over the moon excited. I think the Rose Bowl, that was one of the best days ever. I just had the absolute best time at that game. But now we head to Houston, the national championship. I think this is one of those things that I don't know how you feel, but as a Michigan fan, I still kind of am pinching myself that we're there to take. And I'm not a Wii fan, but with Michigan, I'm a Wii fan because I paid to go to school there. So I feel like that's a Wii. So we're there taking on Washington. This will certainly be the best offense and quarterback that I think this Michigan team has seen this season. But it'll be fun to see the Michigan corners against these wide receivers. Just big picture, what are you kind of excited to see in this game and what challenges do you think Washington proposes?
Big picture, I think like it certainly feels like destiny, you know, for Michigan. Like it feels like this whole season has been such a roller coaster, and yet here they are playing for it. Like, how could they possibly lose? But I also know Washington feels the exact same way, you know, and that's the beauty of this is what we're going to see is two teams at their absolute best. Both are like immovable forces. And, you know, it's going to lead to probably, I mean, what a great conclusion to the season, because this seems like it's going to be one of the better games we've had the chance to watch all season anyways. I mean, the challenges they propose to me, I think it's everyone's going to talk about it, right? It's Michael Penix Jr., who is an NFL quarterback that happens to still be in college. Mm-hmm. He's just phenomenal. The ball leaves his hand and he's like an Olympic archer. It lands exactly where it needs to be. Like, he can put that ball into a 1 foot by 1 foot box. It's truly amazing. And then they got all the weapons out there at the wide receiver position. So Michigan has not seen a team like what Washington, you know, is in the challenges they present. So that's going to be a great benchmark to test and see, you know, how good is Michigan's defense? I think they're phenomenal. Washington's going to score points. You will not shut them down. But can you slow them down enough? And then can Michigan's offense take advantage of Washington's defense, which has struggled to stop a lot of teams this year? They're really the best part of Washington's defense is they force turnovers. Michigan does not make those mistakes.
Correct. Though, if we're going to talk mistakes, we can talk briefly about special teams on Monday. That was obviously an area of concern and potentially could have been the difference maker. Do you imagine this week is going to be a lot of practicing snaps and catching punt returns and catching them over and over and over again?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. But, you know, frankly, I always believe like at a certain point, you know, you are who you are. You know, like if you're doing meetings, you know, in college, your games are on Saturdays. Like if you're meeting and going over game plans on Friday night, like, you know, that's not good. So if Michigan's dependent on this week to solve those issues, that's not good. Of course, you know, they are who they are at this point. I think they may have to consider other things. They really don't. The muff snap on the extra point, that doesn't happen. I'm not too concerned about it. I think they'll get that correct. But the punt return aspect has been a challenge for Michigan all year. So I don't know what their strategy is going to be in this game, but you certainly can't make those mistakes in this game.
No, you cannot. So let's talk a little bit about Michigan's offense, because when I look at these two teams, Washington's offense is excellent. Michigan's defense is excellent. As you mentioned, Washington's defense is not as good. I would say not as good as their offense, but they force turnovers. But that is something the offense has not done. And when you look at JJ McCarthy's night the other night, and it's funny because kind of stepping away from it a little bit, you know, as a fan watching the game, it was stressful. And you're watching, but I looked at his night and there were points where he struggled, but he had a great night. He had three touchdown passes. Obviously, he had a couple incredible throws. He had one of the best catches of the game, in my opinion. But yeah, when you look at JJ and what he's going to be up against, kind of what are you expecting from him on Monday night? And what do you say to people that say that he maybe did struggle and wasn't as sharp as normal?
Well, everyone's going to struggle within the game, right? Like there's no such thing as a perfect game, but maybe a perfect game isn't about actually being 100% completion rate. Maybe a perfect game is being able to respond to the challenges. And of course that's what JJ did. So in a sense, maybe he did play a perfect game. Mm-hmm. what I'm most excited to see, and I think it's not just going to be on JJ, but it's on Blake Corum. It's going to be on, they have got to run the ball on Monday night. They have got to control the clock. The best defense to a elite offense, which is what Washington has, is to keep them on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be a few keys in this game. You know, if Michigan's running the ball, that does make it harder to pass it. Like, you're going to have less opportunity for JJ. Can you take care of the ball when those opportunities come? Like, you know, that first throw of the game last week, that was nearly an interception. You cannot make that mistake in this game. You cannot take scoring opportunities away from yourself as the Wolverines and give them to Washington. They will make you pay.
You mentioned Blake Corum, and I would just love to talk about him for a little while. He willed himself into the end zone. It was incredible to watch, and he's been incredible to watch his entire career. Just obviously so elite on the field and elite off the field. And I agree with you. They have to run the football. This should be a huge Blake Corum game. But when you think about his career at Michigan, just what has made him so special to the university?
Well, you said it. I mean, that what makes the legend is more than just what you do on the field. It's who you are as a person. And I don't know that there's a better example of a great person than Blake Corum. You know, starting with the turkey drive he does around the holidays and then evolving to a toy drive. You know, one of the biggest issues people had with NIL is, it's like, man, why do these college kids get this? You know, why should they be handed $1 million? And I point to Blake Corum to say, maybe we should be giving him more money, because what he does with it is, it's a better example than almost anyone I've ever seen at any level. He is just so giving with his time and his energy. That's the making of a legend. And then you talk about legendary moments, like, you know, you think about Charles Woodson, you think about Desmond Howard, you think about these legends that came through the school. You can think to specific moments, and like that Blake Corum overtime touchdown run is something that's going to be burned in a number of Michigan fans' minds for eternity. Decided to come back. You know, I thought he should go to the NFL after last season. He mm-hmm. decided to rehab and come back because he loves Michigan, and he made the promise that this is where they were going to be. And yet here they are knocking on the door. So when I think about legends, Blake Corum, he has to be at the top of the list, you know, in that conversation of the next great Michigan legend.
Since we're talking about the run game, Donovan Edwards, I feel like all season long, I have been waiting for the major Donovan Edwards breakout game, and we haven't seen it yet. But as we've discussed, running the football is going to be such a key to Monday night. Are we going to see this on Monday? Are we going to have that huge Donovan Edwards breakout run that we've been waiting for?
Well, we may or we may not, you know, and it's certainly been a frustrating
year. You don't know for sure, Jake? Come on.
I wish I had the crystal ball. That would save me a lot of anxiety leading up to this game for sure. But, you know, it's been a frustrating year for Donovan. And I, again, you could point to the selflessness in the character of him, because I know how challenging that is mentally for guys, you know, when you have expectations and you want to go out there and perform, and it just, he just hasn't been able to do that. And I know that's frustrating, but he has been nothing even close to a distraction. He's been supportive of his guy, supportive of his teammates, supportive of his fellow running backs. And I just, again, when you want to talk about character, that's the character of Donovan Edwards. So he's certainly capable of a breakout run at any time. We know that to be true from what we've seen with our own eyes, but whether or not it happens next week, it could be hard to say.
I want to talk about one more legendary moment and how it relates from the offensive side before we talk a little bit defense and go back to what you said about destiny. But that Roman Wilson catch that, you know, a lot of people put it side by side with the Charles Woodson interception in the Rose Bowl, and talk about a guy who has come through in the clutch. He's kind of like, I think Mikey Sanrisdale leads the country in being able to make a play when needed. Like, make a big play when needed. And I feel like Roman Wilson kind of does that as well. And that catch was absolutely incredible. The touchdown was incredible. And you look at these wide receivers, and this offense just works really well together. If it's Blake Corum that needs to do it, he does it. If it's Roman Wilson needs to do it, he does it. If Cornelius Johnson needs to do it, he does it. But how does that all, I'm not sure I'm totally making sense, but how does that chemistry all fit? And when you look at Roman Wilson, kind of in what he's been able to do, what makes him special to you?
I just think what you said is one of the reasons why this Michigan team is so special is like they don't waver. They don't blink. They stand together. You know, I just to go off track a little bit, you know, Mikey Sainristill is getting interviewed on the field after the game, and they ask him about his performance, and he says, man, but did you see the D line? And the D line's getting interviewed after the game, and they say, man, didn't you see the secondary? And You know, Blake Corum told us that, you know, Roman Wilson was able to bounce back. He said he made, fell short of his standard early in the game. And Roman came over to the guys on the sideline, said, I'm going to make a play to make up for that. And he certainly did. So it's Roman, but it's really everybody. I think, and they'll tell you this, like the sum is greater than the parts. What makes this team so special is it's genuine. And there's not one guy you can point to. It seems to just be the DNA of all these guys.
And it's funny because I cover the 49ers and it reminds me of the 49ers a little bit in that way that you have in the 49ers locker room, you've got a lot of stars, you know, a lot of superstars, and they don't really care who gets the ball. They want to win a Super Bowl, and whatever they have to do that, they're going to do that. And it's kind of been cool to watch that culture be built. And Michigan reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great, great observation. But I think maybe that's what needs to be, what needs to happen. You know, you need selflessness in order to win at that level, right? Because there's only one football. Not everybody's going to get involved. You need guys that are capable of performing, but understand that maybe it won't be their day that day. Maybe that's someone else's day, and to not be a distraction and cheer on their teammates and make the one or two plays when the opportunities come.
So I want to talk Will Johnson a little bit, because I think this is the greatest corner we've seen at Michigan, maybe since Charles Woodson. Am I exaggerating on that?
Yeah, probably still. I mean, Jordan Lewis is another guy that comes to mind. He's probably the best teammate I ever played with. Just phenomenal all around. So maybe Jordan, but yeah, Charles Woodson's up there. Obviously, he's the standard. Will Johnson's up there. And maybe when he leaves, he could be the all-time greatest. You know, he's that good. We'll see, though.
Will Johnson, to me, is funny because it feels like obviously he had the interception in the Ohio State game, which was incredible, but I just feel like he's just so good and he plays so well. And when you look back on his performance after a game, maybe even more so than during the game, you're like, wow, that was quite a day. Will Johnson.
Right.
He's been incredible to watch. So I would love to talk about what you said earlier. I mean, this team has really been through a lot. I've always, as a fan, used to say there's nothing I hate more than distractions. And I would say this team has dealt with more distractions this season than most teams will deal with, you know, over the course of a career. Yeah. And they're kids. And I think sometimes we forget that about college athletes. They are kids. And they've dealt with it amazingly well. It has never been an issue. They've won week after week. And have you ever seen a season like this where the coach gets suspended the first 2 weeks and things are rolling along, and then you have the sign stealing thing, and then it's just kind of bananas?
I've been really dwelling on that question. Like, has there ever been a season like this? And I certainly can't remember it. And I also think like it almost feels like it's all related. I mean, we've talked a little bit about the adversity in that game against Alabama at the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's like maybe everything that's happened this season has prepared them to, you know, uniquely deal with the challenges. Because that, you know, when Coach Harbaugh was suspended the first three games of the season, the big question was like, oh, well, listen, with who they're playing, it won't matter. They're going to dominate them. And I was thinking, I'm like, well, we can still find out a lot about this team, because if they say they want to win a national title, we get to find out how mature they are. How do they perform without their head coach? And then, of course, we got to see that once again against Penn State, Maryland, and Ohio State in the last three games of the season. And they've done that. They've performed with absolute maturity and stuck together. And I think that's been a big storyline this season. And it'll play into their hand in this game, because with how good of a team Washington is, there's going to be many more moments of adversity.
So Coach Harbaugh, he's the one person we haven't talked about yet. Obviously, I love him. I feel very comfortable saying that. Jake, you would know about me. I started my company originally because I grew up a 49ers fan. I've been a credentialed beat writer for 8 years, so I'm not a fan, so to speak, anymore. But I get to still be a Michigan fan, and I get to still be a Dodger fan. So obviously I love Coach Harbaugh. They all love Coach Harbaugh. He's such an interesting personality, I think is a good way to say that. But I feel like his personality has permeated this team, and it works, I think, because of that.
I heard somebody say, like, the team reflect, like, teams reflect their head coach. And isn't that so true when you look at this Michigan team? Like, they're just a reflection of who he is. You know, I played for him, and what the thing above all else for Coach Harbaugh that makes him so special is he is uniquely himself in all situations. He never wavers when he's talking to the media, when he's talking to the players, when he's on the sideline coaching, when he's talking to your family. He is always the same person through and through. And I think that that's something that makes a good leader, is they never waver and they never change. So, you know, there's many reasons what makes him special. That's a big reason. And then, you know, because of, you know, him getting suspended this year and not being with the team, I know the team loves Coach Harbaugh, and when without their head coach on the sideline, that's been a rallying cry. And, you know, I think part of the reason why they've been able to play so hard and why the season feels so special is it feels like they're trying to unite as one and prove people wrong.
I am a little bit obsessed with Coach Harbaugh's chickens. I need to know more about these chickens. I want the names of the chickens. I want the birthdays of the chickens. I'm big into the chickens. That is the thing that has become like my Roman Empire. Or Coach Harbaugh's chickens.
Yeah, no, he there's some great stories about that. He told us that we shouldn't eat chicken early in our career. When he first got there, he's like, man, don't eat chicken. It's the nervous bird. And he was like half joking, right? But it's good to see him come full circle that now he's a big fan of the chicken. So that's a sign of growth. You know, he formerly was all against chickens, and he'd only eat beef and drink milk. You remember that?
Oh,
now he's all in on the chickens. So I can appreciate that.
One of my favorite lines from Predictable Picks this whole season was, I asked Ronnie Bell, have you ever met Jim Harbaugh's chickens? And he said, I have not. And I said, has he talked to you about his chickens? And he said, I've heard great things about the chickens. And I think that to this day might be my favorite line of Predictable Picks. I've heard great things about his chickens. It was just amazing. So we go into Monday night, Houston. So exciting. What is your prediction? Not to put you on the spot, but
of course. But okay, so I what I'm most confident is I think we're going to see a continuation of what we saw in both semifinal games. These are two excellent, excellent football teams. They each got their own unique storylines. These are two excellent football coaches, two of the best in the business. You got two leaders at quarterback. And, you know, one of the more fun things is Washington feels like a finesse team, but make no mistake about it, they're tough. They're a finesse team. That's a lot more tough than people give them credit for. They got the Joe Moore Award winning offensive line. Michigan is a tough team known for their rushing. Make no mistake about it. They got some finesse as well. So these teams are both complete. My most confident prediction is we're going to see a really tight football game, probably within one score down the stretch. But I do think Michigan, what's going to benefit Michigan is the fact that they're going to be able to run the ball and dictate the game. They're going to force Washington. They're going to take Washington into their world. They're going to run the ball. They're going to dictate the tempo and the pace of the game. And I think that's the difference in why Michigan can win.
I would agree with you on all counts. Jake, thank you so much for joining me today. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, you guys can find me on any social media. You just search my name, Jake Budd. I'm active. I interact with everybody. So hop on there and, you know, happy to join everybody.
Can you give us a go blue?
Go blue. Let's make it happen. One more. What'd Kobe Bryant say? Job's not finished.
One more. Day 15 comes on Monday. You guys, we are brought to you by FIVO. We are brought to you by Bet Online. You can find me on Twitter, X at Tracy FGSN, on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. If you like what you heard, and I know you did, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. And I will leave you with a big go blue. Let's do this.
Go Bye blue. All.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human, And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.